It said about Imam Azam Abu Hanifa radiallahu anhu that once he was walking in the street, and it said that Imam Sha'bi radiallahu anhu, Sha'bi means popular because he was extremely popular. He was quite a cheery individual, my dear brothers and viewers. Undoubtedly, he was also a brilliant scholar. And it said that Imam Azam Abu Hanifa radiallahu anhu himself, he narrates this. He says, one day I passed by Imam Sha'bi, and Imam Sha'bi radiallahu anhu, he was sitting down and he called me. Imam Sha'bi radiallahu anhu, he was sitting down and he called me, and he says, "Ila man takhtalif," that where is it that you are going? And Imam Azam Abu Hanifa radiallahu anhu, you see, where is it that you are going? "Ila man takhtalif" actually refers to which study circle are you going to. So Imam Azam radiallahu anhu, he says, "I am going towards the marketplaces, you know, I have a business, I have a store there." And then Imam Sha'bi radiallahu anhu, he then says to him that, "Oh boy," and Imam Azam radiallahu anhu, he wasn't too old. He says that, "Oh boy, it is necessary upon you to seek knowledge of religion, to seek the company of the ulama. I see within you ambition, I see within you greatness, great ability." And it said Imam Azam Abu Hanifa radiallahu anhu, he says, "فَوَقَعَ ذَلِكَ فِي قَلْبِي." He says, and then that statement of his, it entered my heart. My heart made a place of it, a place for the saying of Imam Sha'bi radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So my dear son, brothers and viewers of Madinah channel, this was Imam Sha'bi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, you know, calling out to Imam Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu. You know, some may be thinking that how was it that he is able to just look at somebody. My dear son, brothers, there is a science known as physiognomy. This is the science where you can look at somebody's face, somebody's countenance, and just by looking at the individual's countenance, you are able to deduce and determine his inner abilities. And this is something which not anybody, is known as ilm al-farasa in Arabic, or ilm al-farasa, not physiognomy in English. Not anybody has this ability, but only some experts in this field are able to deduce such just by looking at an individual's face. And then, my dear brothers and viewers, Imam Azam radiallahu anhu, he began to seek knowledge of the religion, of mantiq, of philosophy, and these sort of things. And then it said that once an old woman came to him and she asked him a question in regards to divorce. And Imam Azam Abu Hanifa radiallahu anhu, he says, "I don't know the answer to it, but go ask Imam Hammad radiallahu anhu." And my dear brothers and viewers, after having to send her away, not being able to answer her question. Why? Because he was an expert in fiqh. He had not sought knowledge of Islamic jurisprudence. So my Islamic brothers and viewers, he sent her away and he felt bad. He was thinking, "I've spent all these years seeking knowledge of deen, but yet I have no knowledge of fiqh. I'm not able to answer the question of a simple old lady." So then my Islamic brothers mentioned that this encouraged him to seek knowledge of fiqh, Islamic jurisprudence. And he studied so much, so much, so much did he study, that he became Imam Azam, the greatest of the scholars of jurisprudence, brothers and viewers. This was Imam Azam Abu Hanifa radiallahu ta'ala anhu.